Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
About two decades ago, I moved with my family to Zurich, Switzerland to begin a new job. In order to get things going in my host country, I asked, among other things, how much malpractice insurance I might need in order to be covered as a pastor. The Swiss person helping me looked at me like I was from Mars, then asked, why would a pastor need malpractice insurance? I explained there had been some landmark lawsuits against pastors in California. He laughed and was aghast at the concept that someone who tries to help people could become the target of a lawsuit from that same person. So I went without insurance, saving money because the Swiss are a lot less litigious than most Americans. There are a number of propositions on the California ballot Tuesday. Few could be of more importance than Proposition 46. This proposition looks like a good idea at first glance because it proposes to do drug testing on doctors. I don't know what percentage of docs actually use or abuse drugs. In my experience, it's a lot lower than the national average, certainly lower than the Humboldt County average. But the drug testing is a red herring. The real intent of Prop 46 is to raise the MICRA, that's Medical Insurance Compensation Reform Act, limit of $250,000 to $1.1 million. Now, the $250,000 limit is only for non-economic damages, things like pain and suffering. Now, why do that? Why raise the limit? In my view, so that the lawyers can make a lot more money on lawsuits against doctors. Here's what concerns me. From what I can gather, the average physician in our county pays a premium of around $20,000 per year in order to be insured against medical malpractice. If Prop 46 passes, those premiums are going to go up, way up. Some physicians in states where there are no MICRA laws can pay six times what physicians pay here. Put simply, our medical costs will increase if Prop 46 passes. I think medicine costs enough without allowing the lawyers to get a bigger piece of the pie when doctors make alleged mistakes. I've spoken to several doctors about this, and one prominent local physician said, if Prop 46 passes, I would just quit. After 3.5 years in Switzerland, we returned to California, where I soon went with my two kids to the indoor pool at Arcata. My kids ran around the pool as they had in the Swiss community pools. Soon, the lifeguard whistles began blowing. In Switzerland, if your kid gets hurt in a local pool or Schwimmbad, it's your fault, not the lifeguards. In fact, at most swim places, there were no lifeguards and nobody blowing a whistle at kids for running around the water. No surprise that the Swiss do not sue their doctors quite like we do. Keep in mind, Switzerland is a very expensive country in which to live, except for medical costs, which are significantly lower than in the United States. Do you think the fact that we have about 70% of the world's lawyers has anything to do with our higher medical costs? I think it does. And I think voting no on Prop 46 Tuesday will help keep the lawyers at bay and medical costs down. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.